This is episode 20 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions you'd like to submit through to the show, it could be nutrition, training, racing, you want to bounce something off me, anything at all, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Up on the homepage there, it says submit your questions. Click on that, and I get super excited every time you submit questions. So I do apologize, I've been wildly inconsistent with these episodes, and in the last few, I've just uploaded some old episodes I did on my triathlon podcast that's related to cycling. And the reason for this is I've been away for a big family holiday, and I haven't had access to internet during that time. And it's probably the first time since getting the internet when I was 18, 19 years old, and that haven't had access to the internet. It's funny, strange, but it's nice too. But and in the last week I've been trying to do episode, or wanting to do podcasts, but I've got man flu, so I'm having these coughing fits. So if you hear me pausing, it's because I'm about to cough up a lung. But today's questions come from Jed. Hang on, I'm just going to cough up a lung. Sorry about that. Jed's question is, I ride to work 2 times 31 Ks, 5 days a week. After Monday, I consistently feel a little sore, mainly quads, and it gets worse throughout the week. My average ride speed gradually drops from 27.5 Ks an hour down to about 25.5 Ks an hour over the course of the week. I'm assuming this is because of fatigue. How can I increase my average speed so I can become faster and stronger and maintain throughout the week? So, it's a lot of miles you're doing a week. There's not a lot of, you know, you're riding twice a day. So, there's not huge amounts of time for recovery. Like, you see these people that will ride every day and they're showing signs of improvement. But they're generally riding of a morning, and they're getting like a 20 to 22, 23 hours worth of recovery before their next ride. Sorry, I just had to do another pause for the calls. So you get these people that are having a lot more significant recovery than you. So you've got to look at it a little bit differently. So from a few different things here, you're riding 5 days a week. So that works out to be well over 300 Ks a week. So I'd be breaking it down into 4 week training blocks and taking it step by step. So generally we're talking about training, we're talking, you know, performance, and that's what you're trying to get a better performance, is you want to get the volume in. Once you get the volume in, you want to get the recovery in through the volume. Once you've got those two little things down pat, then you can start adding intensity. From what you've written here, you are not getting the recovery in through the volume. So you've got to continue adding volume. Now, there's a few different ways you can go about this, but I'd be looking at adding, see if you're riding, I'd most likely make all afternoon rides aerobic. Just keep it moderate effort. Just putting the miles in the legs. You can go easy, make it recovery if needed. But trying to keep that same, trying to average speed, you know, trying to keep it consistent throughout each day, that's probably not going to be the best option. I'd be looking at doing maybe 2 mornings a week as a strength endurance or a muscle endurance session. Meaning I'd be doing maybe before starting off doing 4 times 4 minute efforts with a low cadence at a medium effort. So it's going to be challenging. I'm going to be doing 4 4-minute efforts with a cadence. I'm guessing it depends on what your cadence is, but let's just say you're going to lower your cadence to 55-65 RPM for about 4 minutes, just grind those big gears, and then do 2 minutes easy spin at a higher cadence. Do that 4 times, twice a week for to start off with, and you can slowly progress from there. And then I'll, just for the time being, I'd probably leave it at that, make all the rest of the rides aerobic. I'd be doing that for at least one full training block, meaning a 4 week training block. And from there, you can start judging what am I going to be doing next? Can I add some later intervals towards one of the others? But it's surprising when we talk about, oh, that was a good ride, that was a bad ride, or man, I really suffered there, we're not talking about a massive change in average speed. When we're talking speed, we're only talking a couple of 2-3 k's an hour difference, but that can feel wildly different there. But I'd be looking at trying to build some strength up, trying to get the recovery in through the volume that before I'd start playing around with it. But do that and get in contact with me again in another 4 to 8 weeks. See how you go. Give me a full update. And maybe if you send us a link through to your power file or whatever, and I can give some advice from there on in. Hope that helps. If you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Until next episode. Hooroo.